similar to it. So all in the Zion Amun Aleph over here, five lines from the bottom. Kiyotze be yifast tayyam ma'u. What is like by yifast tayyam? Kiyotze avdimi, what's by igay that is similar that yifast tayyam is chay? Kiyotze avdimi amab alaza, amab chanina, ben noyach, chiyichid shivcha la'avdai, ben noyach that was miyachid, shivcha to his eved, uba'ala, okay, uba'ala, so that's similar to yifast tayyam. Yeah. Nagala, Kiyaitse, but Nagala, so he gets killed for it. Yes. Yes. Yeah. No. We'll get to Arias later. Kiyaitse by the Shvichas Damim. Leitan wouldn't know something which is similar to Shvichas Damim. It's not Shvichas Damim, it's similar to Shvichas Damim. I'm going to buy you, so we're going to look. The Tanya, Yainasin ben Shali, it's a Yainasin ben Shali, Tanya, Yainasin ben Shali, I'm a Yaitif Acha Chaveir Lahagai, if someone chases his friend to kill him, V'yachir La'atziyu Be'echad Me'evayav, and he could have saved him one of his Evayav, V'lai Hitzel, Ne'agalav, so that which we're saying is something which is similar to Shvichas Damim, because, and over here it's Asa, if a guy, if a Yid L'maisa does it, we don't kill him, over here by a guy, we kill him. Okay. Zakima Ashka Khabyakiv Ba Acha. We found the Byakaba he found the Abikasiv Besefer Agadat of the Bay Rav that it was written in the Sefer Agadat of Rav Ben Noyach Nerag Bedayan Echa. A guy is killed with one dying. We need how many to kill a person?
23.
A guy it's killed even with one. Ube'ed achat. We need two edim. The guy with one ed gets killed. And shaloi basra, he gets killed even without warning. No. Oh, okay, that's not the shmuzi. I'm saying, I'm stumbling these two. Ragavanim, a guy needs one dayan's enough, one ed's enough, and he doesn't need asra. This is what Abacha Bianca found in the Sefer Agadat HaBeirav. Mipiish also has to be from a man, V'lei Mipiisha. It means that you can't have an Isha, not a Dayan, and not an aid. Not an Isha judge.
By whom?
By a guy.
What about by us? By
you? Sure not.
You can't have an Isha either.
No. But we can have by her, by Philip Karev, you can have by her a Karev also, by a guy. So a guy gets killed with one Dayan, one aid, even a karev, a shenke, and a yid.
And it has to be ish.
Has to be ish, not an ish. Yeah.
If two aidim come and amakish the aid echad, so if the ish and the guy, it doesn't matter how many.
Okay.
There should be no hakashim. Yeah. Even if it's two goyim men.
Okay. Mishum Rabishmalamu, afala open. A yid that kills the uba, which is a child that wasn't born yet, still in the mother's stomach, doesn't get killed for it. But a guy, till it comes out. Now, not only when it comes out, normally the first 30 days it's a nafel, and we don't assume that it could live. And you don't get killed for that either. So
it's not called yitzir until 40 days.
30 days, yeah.
But 40.
So, lemaisa, what? Yeah. So the ma'aseh.
So Yisrael that kills a nefil is not chayv?
No. Rashi explains over here that if it kills someone that's not a nefil, you're chayv, but upon him, you're not chayv. So, but a guy that kills someone a child in the mother's womb, in his mother's stomach, is chayv. So the ma'aseh anonymously. How do you know?
He says it'll be Yisrael at sheyet el avir oilam.
Yeah.
Which means you would be chayav on a nefil.
Oh, so Rashi explained. That's what I said. Rashi explained. Well, that's only if you knew. In nefil, this is very interesting. If you want to, okay, we can discuss it. But I'm saying, in nefil, everyone knows that a nefil means till 30 days. And 30 days, afterwards a child lives and he's not a nefil anymore. It means if a child was died within 30 days,
after birth,
it's not considered that he was ever alive. Yeah. So the question is, so you're not chayv if you kill him.
But
you do a regular kfura once the child's already 40 days. It's not a child. Once the baby is 40 days, a miscarriage after 40 days.
Fetus.
No. I don't know how much, it's not exactly. But 10 weeks maybe. But anyway, 8 weeks, it depends. People are more machu, or less machu. Then they bury whatever there is. You don't bury it, obviously, you don't know where it's buried. But a child which is in the mother's womb and. No, a child, so we say, in Nafil is the 30 days. In Nafil means that it wasn't born, it was born early. If we know for sure it was born 9 months.
Full term child is not called a
Nafil. Full term child is never called a Nafil. People don't know that.
So it's only if your child is born earlier, then it's considered.
You don't know what early is.
I guess, no, it wasn't.
We don't really know.
Now that we have incubators and stuff, so even a kid that's born 9 months.
Not really.
Meaning the Matiya says today that most children don't die, even pre-30.
That means, very interesting, if the child was born 7 months, he's not called a Nafil either.
Why not? He wasn't full term.
Because there's a term of being born 7 months, and there's a term of being born 9 months.
So what about 8 months?
8 months is the Nafil.
Right.
Whoa.
I mean, I need more discussion.
Yeah, there's not enough. It's Gemara, Shoshana,
come on, either. You could tell by the...
People don't notice. No,
people...
No, because seven is Taka term.
Seven is...
Right, but six would be a Nafil.
Yeah, they don't know why. They don't have that. Seventh month is okay. Ninth month is okay. Eighth month is a problem. Because then it's a Nafil.
Whatever, I'm saying less than seven terms.
Very interesting, right? Because once the lungs started growing, then it is the mother.
And combine it, right?
So you need to incubate it to keep it alive. That's an eighth month. Maybe we don't have a seventh month term baby. There's such a musig of a baby being born in seven months. There's a musig of a baby being born 9 months.
7 months.
Sure you do.
It's different.
We know it as seven because we're used seven.
We don't know what seven means. All of a sudden you come to the doctor and say 10, 15, what is that? Right. We don't know what to count. Okay, fine. Menahan Amili, how do you know anything of this? All these halachas. Like the Ma'am Avi Da'amakra, it says a pasuk. V'ach es dimchem l'nafshei
seichem. But a Yisrael is also chayev mitzah on somebody.
Uber, no.
No, what about the Yisrael that kills an Uber?
No, not chayev.
Is not chayev at all? But a guy would be chayev.
Yeah, that's what we're coming to say.
Right.
A guy is chayev. That's a bishma.
Uber is from
a guy? No. We'll get to the difference. Menahan Amili, Ma'am Avi Da'amakra, it says a pasuk. V'achas dimchem l'nafshei seichem edrash. Interesting that the Gemara takes out the word vav because the pasuk says v'ach. Okay, v'achas dimchem l'nafshei seichem edrash. So we dash like this: afilu b'dayin echad. Edrash is a lashon yachid, one person. So even one dayin judges to get killed, and then the pasuk says v'aitim miyad kol chay. We dash in this whole pasuk. What does it mean? Afilu shaloi ba'asra, from anyone that's alive. Even you had no asra, even you had no warning. The guy is chayiv. Then it says in the pasuk, Eder shenu miyad ha'adam. What do we say? Miyad ha'adam, even one person, afilu b'ed echad. Even one person's aid, the guy gets killed for it.
How? But then it says, person who did the killing will contradict him. Why should you believe the aid echad?
That's in the Gebedav. We don't trust him. We do Jews who he keeps. Miyad ish. The pasuk says further, miyad ish. V'loi miyad isha. A woman saying Adis doesn't work. Achiv. Then the next word in the pasuk says Achiv. Afilu Karev. Even if his Karev says Adis, we kill him. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amru. And Rabbi Shmuel said Afal Umin. Even Al Ubin. Even on in a child in a mother's womb. My time, Eid Rabbi Shmuel. Ichsiv. Shayfich Dama Adam Ba Adam. So this is a pasuk. It says, Shavich Dama Adam Ba'adam, Dama Yishafich. Eza Adam Shu Ba'adam. Where's there a child? Where's there a person in a person? Where do you have a person in a person? Avayim is a Ubashat Me'imai. This is a child in a mother's stomach. Right? You don't have any place. You kill someone in someone. How do you kill someone in someone? Obviously, the only example is by killing a womb in the mother's stomach. And that we tell you that a guy is chayiv. Okay? Zok demar v'tana kama tana be menashu.
What's the pasuk side of the pasuk?
What?
What's the pasuk side of the pasuk? Adam ba adam.
That if the ayin is chayiv to kill him. We don't say, Lord, you can't say I'm going to wipe our shot.
Yeah. Zad Gemara v'tana kama. Tana ben Menashe the Amar kol misa amur leben noyach ein oyelachenek. All the misas that were for a guy is chenek. Okay, so what does that mean? V'shadi lehai ba'adam, and this word ba'adam damin shavech, I say for the crop is going in the end of the pasuk. V'dorish be'hachi, and that's like this. Ba'adam damin yishavech, in Adam we should kill him. Eze shviches dam shal Adam, shu begufa shal Adam. Where is the killing that his body is still intact? Avayim ezechenek. What does that mean? We want to know what type of killing does a guy get for doing something. So we say that ba'adam, that his body is still full. Say, if you knock off his head, he's not around.
Basrefa,
we had the kasha last time. Yeah, but the Gemara said the same thing.
Oh, because the blood is still inside the body.
Right. By skila, you're stoning him. You're throwing him down. No, he's not around. Masha'enke chenek is the only one that it's a regular misa and
his
body is still intact. So if we said that his body could get burned, yeah. That's my right. Masiv Avim Nuna. Rav Nuna asked, says, what? Yeah, v'isha lai mifkida. V'isha ben Nayach is not v'aksiv ki yedativ l'mana shi yitzaveh. What does that mean? It means v'isha lai mifkida, she's not m'choyiv. V'aksiv ki yedativ l'mana shi yitzaveh is bonav v'bnei beisa. So v'isha, she can't say edus. We said that isha by a guy can't say edus, can't be a dayan. Why not? It says yedativ l'manashi yitzav. At the end of the pasuk says as bonav as beisay achiv.
Beisos ish.
Right.
Isha.
Right. Beisay aninashi. So if so, why can't we said by a guy one aid, one dayan? But when it comes to a woman, we say no, she can't be a dayan. Why not? Zakti Gemara who meisav la. Rav Nuna asked this v'hu mefarak. Whatever happened to you, you ask and you answer? Yeah?
It's a rhetorical question.
No, but it's interesting, like, you don't write it. It happens to you, but you don't speak about it. Yeah, okay.
What, you don't write it and you don't speak about that a woman can?
No, like you don't ask your question, you don't write your question and write the answer. Especially if it happened afterwards.
The Gemara is saying that he asked the question and he answered himself.
Because that's the Derech of Bavli.
Yeah.
The Kashis.
How many is real? Yeah. Okay, so Gemara.
How did he answer himself?
Oh, he's going to say what he answered. Banav Ladin. Banav Adayanim. Boys ish Adayanim. Beisai Litzdaka. Beisai, which means Nashim, they make Psharis. But they don't Paskin. So when it said that woman paskin, it doesn't mean paskin, it means they make shahs. But they can't give it psak.
Where do you even take these words out of the pasuk?
It says, ki yedat l'man shi
tzav. No, but how do you even see this in the pasuk? Bez beise, why would you think beise means tzedakah?
Oh, because the pasuk says then, l'aseh tzedakah u'mishpat. So we'll put some tzedakah.
Right.
So my right. Amalei of Avya Sabalei of Papa. Bava Sabya. Tete Papa, Ema Bas Nayach Shahaga, a girl, guy that killed Laiti Harik. Why?
Miyadish,
let Miyadish accept. Yeah? It says a man and not a woman. So we said a man should be a judge, a man should be eight. But maybe no, maybe it means that a woman that kills shouldn't get Chiyuv Misa. Anyone that kills, anyone that spills blood gets killed.
So why isn't the carton?
That's the man.
No, so what? It's Adam.
There's never dinner Adam for that. So the Ma'ema Bas Nayach Shazin Salati Harek, maybe a guy, woman that was Mizana should not get killed. Why? The Chsiv, it says in Pasik, Al Kain Yazir Ish Vila Yisha. It says that a man should leave his parents' house and get married to his wife. But it doesn't say Isha Shalif. So maybe
that's the pasuk that's in the car for to Asher
Znus.
Yeah. That's the car in the whole territory to Asher Znus.
No, for a guy. So a man goes ahead and has to leave. That means that he has to stay with his wife. Masha Enke, a woman, doesn't say she has to stay with him. Maybe she could go to someone else. Zakta Gemara.
I mean, we learn out of this pasuk that a benoich is not allowed to
be mezan.
Then, if so, why don't you?
Amalei Achim Avida v'hayu lebasa echad hada avinu l'kya. There should be one. A man and a wife should be one. So the same way he can't cheat on her, she can't cheat on him. Okay, she has to leave her family just like he has to leave his family.
No, it's only we don't call Znus when he's born Pnuya.
It's
not called
Znus. It's not called
Znus.
They're
talking about Zarayas.
Yeah. Tell them about it. Ish. Ma Talmud Leima Ish. What's it coming? Ish. It says in the pasuk, Ish is a college like Sikhu Legalis Erva Ani Hashem. And he don't be Mizana in your family. The rabbis is Akutim Shemuzharan al Arayas Ki Yisrael. Goyim on Muzer on Znus on Arayas, just like Yisrael. In fact, Imah Vamahachanafka. We don't have somebody says Lamer. It says in the pasuk Lamer. Is that Gila Arayas? That's coming to teach you, Gila Arayas. We saw that in Vavam Beis. When the Gemara went through all the pasuk, how you learn out all the Zayimitz B'nai Noach, and it was learned out of Lema. It's like the Mahasam Barayas the two. Vacha Barayas Adam. That was, there's the Arayas and there's our Arayas. The Goy's Arayas and the Yid's Arayas. The Ketani Sefer, Lent the Sefer. Baal Arayas Yisrael. Nidhi Medina Yisrael. If he was Mizana with a Yid, with Arayas of a Yid, he gets done, judged like Yisrael. L'mayel Chasa. What does it mean he gets judged like a Yid? Like Nitzcha, Ela L'Eida, V'Eidim V'Asrael. You need Eida, you need Bezdin, more than one. You need Eidim, you need two, not like by a guy that normally needs one. And Basra, you need Asra. You got that? So
because,
when he...
Because the Yid's also going to be Chayav Misa.
Okay, let's say it was
a woman. Then.
But the woman also needs, or is it because the Israelite man,
he needs,
but she just still needs one.
No, you're right. So Zakti Gemara, Migir Gara, comes out that it's much less iffy, Mizana with his own, with the guy, one aid, one dying, no Asura is okay.
Even with an Israel, so that in that case, a goy with a Jew,
he'll need much more.
He'll need more, so she could or he could be killed, and the other one might get off scot free.
Right, because there's no Adim.
Right. So I'm saying
it can't be. Right, it's very interesting. So no, what it means is Avada, a guy, even when he's Mizana with the Yid, he only needs one aid, one dying, all that. But by Naim Yasa, they'll do less lu. By them, they don't have an issa of being Mizana with Naim Yasa. Right. That they get our din.
Which means it's more chamer.
It's right. That means
he'll get misa even though Batsim shouldn't.
A guy that's Mizana with a Naim Rasa would not get misa. But when he's Mizana with a Yid
Naim Rasa,
then he would get misa. What does it blow? Apply by a guy. So, now we're saying, so, and you're meiser for guy by a yid also. What's the case? The more naim yos. Avalisha says, but dina d'itu d'anino le. But by Aisha ish, we dan him by his own, not with ours. That means one aid, one dying, without asura, all that. Like the more v'tanya ba'al naim yosah. Need a meskila. If he's mezana with a naim yasa, He gets skila. Aleisha says need a mechanic. Right, Ben Noach lets Mizanu Nami also get skila. With Aisha says he gets chenek. The ibedina the two saif. A guy that does mizan is mznus, he gets saif. Mashain kain. If he's if you're telling me that if by yid he gets
chenek. Yeah, but stamos that we said earlier that a guy never gets anything but chenek.
No, that's
Sorry.
A different
time. No, we're no
Saif. No, the beginning of Ahmed Beis here, that's Chenek. It's a different time.
Yeah. So the Ma'am Nachman Yitzchak, my HSH Tiktani, when it said HSH, what does it mean? That she nichten to the chuppah when I never, that the woman got chuppah, but she was never.
So it's just like Naim Rasa.
Right. The two less lu, then you know lu bedina dida. By them, they wouldn't get killed for that. A guy wouldn't get killed for that. Why? Because they're not married yet. For Goyim, chuppah is not enough to be married. But for Yidden, it's considered marriage. So therefore, he gets, even though he wouldn't get it.
So he says that he only gets killed for chuppah. But let's say for kedusha not.
The Tani of Chanina, Be'ulas Baal Yesh Lehen, they have Be'ulas Nichnasa the chuppah. So which means, a guy that's mizana with a guy, if there would be a chuppah, they wouldn't get killed.
Right.
Nothing. But if a guy is mizana with a yid, since chuppah works, after the yid had chuppah with another yid, then he gets misa like the yid.
How does it work?
You need consummation.
It's a true betrothal. It's a true marriage. A yid and a goy. We look at that as a real.
We're talking about
She's married to another yid. She did chuppah with another yid.
Yeah.
And now the guy went and was mizana with her. It was only after chuppah. Now if the guy would be mizana with another guy after chuppah, he's kafri. But over here, since he was mizana with a yid, which was after chuppah,
yeah,
he'll get misa. He'll get killed for that. Tani kavas yabeichna. We see like Rabbi Yechina. It says, "Kol Avish Shabbos." It's a brayse. Kol Avish Shabbosin Shal Yisrael Mamipsin Ala. Any arayis the Bezin Yisrael kill for Benoach Muzal Ala. Benoach gets killed for it. Ain Bezin Shal Yisrael Mamipsin Ala. Something which a Yid Bezin Shal Yisrael does not kill. Ain Benoach Muzal Ala. Guy doesn't get killed for it. Divrei Amen. Chama Maimon. How about arayis Yesh? As many arayis Ain Bezin Shal Yisrael Mamipsin Ala. Bezin Yisrael don't get killed. Benoach Muzal Ala. And Menach gets killed. Ba'al Arayis Yisrael. Need him to be Yisrael. If he's Mizana with Arayis of Yisrael, he gets killed for Din Yisrael. Ba'al Arayis Menach. Need him to be Din Menach. Va'anu Einlon al Naim Yosef Avad. We only have Naim Yosef like Rabbi Yechon. Let's Raya to Rabbi Yechon. Then Rabbi Yechon started saying that a guy would get killed for a yid more than a guy by Naim Yosef.
That's the only case where there's enough community.
Right, if we just said. Let us just say nichnas alachopa. That over there also a guy won't get killed, but a yid does get killed. I tana tana be menashu dama. Kol misa amur lemenayach ain alachenek. All the misa of bnei nayach is chenek. Earlier what you said, and idvidi cheneku. They're both our din and their din is chenek.